This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing, and your number is 877-217-5757. And if you're so inclined, we'd like to have you call 855-893-9753 and make your pledge for WRKF and show your support for public radio in South Central Louisiana. WRKF has stood tall and proud for more than 38 years, and in the last few minutes, we want to thank Marianne Coleman, Gene Rosby, and Lanny Golston, who called to show their support for WRKF. Thank you very much, and thanks for calling during this hour. And again, it's 855-893-9753. We're joined by baseball writer and sabermetric pioneer Rob Nyer. His new book is Powerball, Anatomy of a Modern Baseball Game, and it is a fascinating read. And Rob, the game has changed a great deal over the last generation, and perhaps the biggest change is how all those numbers that baseball produces are being analyzed. What do you think about the evolution of the game beyond the game? Oops. Let's see if we can get Rob back. I think I just disconnected him. But now general managers, as we saw in Moneyball with Billy Bean of the Oakland A's, they rely much more on numbers than in the past. It used to be that baseball executives would look at home runs, runs batted in, batting average, and that would be their determination of how good a hitter is. But, Rob, you may not have heard what I just said, but As you know better than anybody, now we know much more, and you have to look beyond the basic numbers to get an impression of how good or not so good a player is these days.
Well, you do, and this has been a process that we've seen for, I would say, at least the last 20, 25 years, maybe longer. I mean, Bill James published his first baseball abstract nationally back in 1982, so that goes back quite a ways. But it really wasn't until, and you could argue with some details, but it really wasn't until Moneyball became a massive bestseller in 2003 that this movement took root inside baseball as opposed to outside baseball, when it was a sort of a thing that a lot of fans were embracing, and a few people inside baseball. But when Moneyball became this massive bestseller in 2003, all of a sudden you had owners of baseball teams saying to their people, hey, why aren't we doing this? Why wouldn't the things that work in my business, which is to say looking at the numbers and analyzing these things carefully, why wouldn't we do this with the baseball team as well? And really since then it's just been a process of more and more teams embracing analysis, hiring more people, in many cases incredibly smart people, to look at all the numbers that are out there. And at the same time, there's not only a giant an explosion of the people who are doing the work, but there's also an explosion in the actual data that they can work with things like StatCast and PitchFX technology and all of these other things. So the game behind the scenes has utterly been transformed over the last 10 or 15 years.
The book is Powerball, Anatomy of a Modern Baseball Game, and it focuses on one game in addition to all the analysis that goes beyond that one game, and we'll get to that. But you mentioned Bill James. I remember having the early edition of the Baseball Abstract, and I love the guy, and he kind of gave it up, but you were one of his prime researchers, weren't you?
Well, I was for basically 4 years his only researcher. I worked for Bill after he wrote the abstract, but while he was writing some other books. And even before I worked for Bill, I was a huge fan, which is basically why I got the job working for him. But I think that I was fortunate. I had the opportunity, after working for Bill, to work for first a company called Stats, Inc. that published books and compiled statistics, and then for ESPN's website for 15 years, basically. And I was lucky enough to hit the Internet, essentially, right as that was taking off and reach a new audience of some younger readers who maybe had were too young mm-hmm. to have read Bill James, and so it was for me it was the right time, and you know I was there to watch Moneyball take root and sort of be a part of that as an outsider, but it's been fun to see all those things happen. Even as I think the game in some ways has gotten less interesting, the analysis has gotten infinitely more interesting.
Yes, indeed. And now we have these wonderful statistics that go beyond batting average that are far more important in evaluating a player, like on-base percentage and on-base plus slugging. And now, the executives of the game, they look at those numbers far more closely than they do a person's batting average.
Well, they do, and they've taken it even beyond that. I mean, I think on-base percentage back in the mid-2000s, in the wake of Moneyball, on-base percentage became suddenly valuable to teams. They realized, oh, this is important too. This is as important as the power or batting average. But since then, they've gone way beyond that even, and now they analyze not batting average or slugging percentage or on-base percentage, but they delve into the little pieces that make up those things. For example, and this is a really easy thing and an obvious thing when you think about it, for the great majority of baseball history, if you hit a line drive and it was an out, it was just an out. Right, they would say there was even a name for it. They would say, you know, that's just another, you know, it's just a. Well, actually, if you got a for example, a lucky hit, they would say it looks like a line drive in the box score.
Right,
which is true and still true to some degree. Except now, if you're the team, it's not a line drive to you; it's a lucky hit, and they're not going to give you credit for it. And the same thing is true on the other side. If you hit a line drive, yeah, it's an out, but guess what? Basically, every team in baseball now is going to see that line drive and say, that's not an out for us. For us, that's a line drive that had an 85% hit probability or something. We want that guy. Now, obviously, you've got to hit a lot more of those line drive outs to really mean anything, but that's what teams look at. They don't look at the hit or the out. They look at all the little things that turned that into a hit or an out. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at now in baseball. Right, and I think that's great. If you're a player, you got an even better chance. It's more of a meritocracy than it's ever been. It's great if you're an analyst, because now you have a job, there's a need for your services. But a lot of that is transparent for Joe baseball fan.
Well, this one game that you focus upon, September 8th, 2017, Houston Astros, Oakland Athletics. The Astros, of course, featuring LSU's Alex Bregman, who's doing very well as the Astros have moved one step away from the World Series again. What was significant about this game?
Well, we wanted a game that had some drama, and this game, as you know, had some lead changes and a very dramatic ending. We wanted a game that gave me a chance to write about all the things that you and I have been talking about, all the analytics and the big changes in the game. And with the Astros, of course, you have, with the A's, you have the Moneyball team, still the same people in the front office, basically. Mm-hmm. Billy Beane still runs the team. David Forrest, who's now the GM, was an assistant GM or the assistant to the assistant back when Moneyball came out. And, of course, we have the Astros, who epitomize the modern analytics probably better than anyone. I think you would argue either the Dodgers or the A's, or the Astros, best epitomize what the game has turned into. And it was fortuitous that the Astros actually won the World Series. We chose that game in September before the Astros won the World Series, and certainly well before the A's wound up having a tremendous 2018 after finishing last in 2017. So, you know, it was lucky, I think, to some degree that those two teams, we featured those two teams. But on the other hand, it was very very intentional, because I think the teams were the two you would want to write about when you're talking about what I call in the book postmodern baseball.
What's quite a book about what is the modern game today, Powerball, Anatomy of a Modern Baseball Game. Thank you, Rob Nyer, and congratulations.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
See you soon. Bye-bye. And day 7 drawing for our WRKF Fall Member Fest. Everyone who gives by 7 o'clock tonight will automatically be entered into a drawing for a pair of weekender passes to the New Orleans Film Festival. They're good from Friday, October 19th, that's next weekend, to Sunday, October 21st. Includes admission to all festival screenings and special presentations from Friday through Sunday with prior reservations. Admission to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night parties, access to the VIP lounge at the New Orleans Advocate, and priority entrance to all screenings. So we'd like to hear from you before this hour is concluded and certainly before this day is done and before 7 o'clock. If you pledge to WRKF, you'll automatically be entered into a drawing for the Weekender Passes to the New Orleans Film Festival. 855-893-9753 or WRKF.org. You are the public and public radio, and we require your support to keep the trains rolling. Programs airing. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. We'd like to hear from you in our remaining minute this hour, 855-893-9753. Until tomorrow, for Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned.